Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying he is canceling the last administration's deal with Cuba, President Trump has begun undoing some parts of President Obama's agreements with Havana. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism, travel, and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuba's military and its intelligence services. President Trump traveled to the U.S. city of Miami, Florida, to make the announcement.
We all accept that all nations have the right to chart their own paths, and I'm certainly a very big believer in that. So we will respect Cuban sovereignty, but we will never turn our backs on the Cuban people. That will not happen.
This American tourist in Havana took issue with President Trump's new Cuba policy.
I think it's better if the American tourists can come to Cuba. I think it helps support the Cuban people, and I think they deserve that.
White House officials say many of the Obama-era changes would remain in place. And according to senior administration officials, Americans will still be able to travel to Cuba under approved categories, but there will be stricter enforcement to ensure travelers fit those categories. The U.S. Embassy in Havana will remain open. President Trump has continued a campaign on Twitter against investigations into possible links between his campaign, that was his campaign for president, and Russia. Mr. Trump said he's being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. Then he added the words to his tweet, witch hunt. This followed a report Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is under investigation for his financial dealings that might involve Russia. This is VOA News. United States Navy says seven American sailors are missing this hour after one of its destroyers collided with a merchant vessel that happened earlier today off the coast of Japan. The USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine flag container ship. No one is reported injured. It's not immediately clear what caused the two large vessels to collide. Three Palestinian men have carried out attacks near Jerusalem's Oval City, killing an Israeli policewoman before being shot dead themselves by security forces. Four other people were injured, including another Israeli police officer and a Palestinian passerby who had no involvement in the incident. Israel blaming the Palestinian leadership for inciting the violence, Palestinian officials rejecting that allegation. One of the physicians treating U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded in an attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball field near Washington, says his vital signs are good. Dr. Jack Sava is in charge of trauma treatment at the MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
Congressman Scalise sustained a single rifle wound that entered in the area of the left hip. It traveled directly across towards the other hip in what we call a transpelvic gunshot wound. The round fragmented and did substantial damage to bones, internal organs, and blood vessels.
Leading figures throughout the American political spectrum, from President Trump on down to local leaders, have taken note of the shooting as a cautionary tale not to let differences of opinion escalate to violence and bloodshed. International Organization for Migration reporting efforts are ongoing to rescue around 200 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia who've been kidnapped in Libya and are being held for ransom. Lisa Schlein has our report.
News of the kidnappings and illegal detentions in Libya first surfaced in a video which appeared on Facebook on June 9th. The International Organization for Migration says families of the missing men and women have received ransom demands based on short video clips depicting scenes of active torture. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA the source of the video is not known, but there is little doubt as to its veracity. The IOM reports it is working with partners to try to locate the migrants. It says IOM staff, in coordination with authorities in Libya, is trying to trace and potentially aid in the rescue of these victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And you can get more news by going to our website. We're at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.